Welcome to the Staples Connect podcast recording studio. You're listening to Be Happy, Be Heard, produced by the Law Lapidus Company. Happiness is everywhere, but sometimes we all need a little help finding it. Today's show features an audio comedy about a less than super villain and a runaway pig. All this is guaranteed to help you find a little extra joy in your day.
Deep below the Earth's surface, under a manhole cover, you'll find the lair of a supervillain and his sidekick. This manhole cover, for some reason, happens to be in the middle of a hiking trail, and they park their giant getaway vehicle that looks like a cape right next to the hole, not even in a garage or anything like that. How they think this is inconspicuous is beyond me. Well, anyways, in this lair resides the Great Caipu and his sidekick, Hitsuan. And at this very moment, the Great Caipu is entering the study to find something rather peculiar.
Hitsuan, could you come in here, please?
Just a minute.
Now, please.
Yes, master.
Hitsuan, could you please explain why there is a piglet in the middle of my office?
A piglet? What a strange thing to find in the middle of a study that belongs to an evil supervillain. Strangest of all was that it was in a cat carrier.
I've found it.
What do you mean you found it?
Well, I was out at the dollar store getting some DIY bargains.
Oh, the dollar store. Does have some great DIY bargains, doesn't it?
Yo, narrator, will you quit interrupting? I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Your job is to set the scene, not interrupt.
Where was I? I was at the dollar store when a man in a top hat and a woman dressed as a bunny forgot it in their shopping cart.
Excuse me?
They looked like they were in a hurry. I just couldn't leave it there.
Yes, you could! We're villains! We don't take in stray animals.
But this poor piggy was all alone.
Get in the Caipu-mobile. We're going back to the dollar store.
But my master...
No buts! Get that piglet in the Caipu-mobile. We're going to give it back. I said now!
Fine then. Here, piggy. Time to bring you home.
And into the car they went. The one that looks like a cape. Parked next to a manhole cover in the middle of a hiking trail. At the grocery store, the Great Caipu and Kitsuan parked the car, removing the pig from the back seat. Wrenching the piglet from Kitsuan's arms, Caipu...
That's the Great Caipu to you!
Ugh. The Great Caipu approaches the other shoppers in the parking lot, only to find everyone straight up ignoring him.
Excuse me, have you? Okay, I guess you haven't. Sir, this pig. I'll teach you to ignore the Great Caipu.
Master, I don't think anyone is going to talk to you while you're dressed in your villain costume. Your cape is rather menacing.
Right. That must be why everyone is ignoring me.
That and you're holding my pig.
Enter Top Hat, the owner of Piglet.
Say what?
You have my pig, and I like it back now.
Yeah, we have a show tonight, and he's our main act.
And Bun Bun, Top Hat's sassy assistant.
That's right. We're Top Hat and Bun Bun, magicians of world renown.
World renown? I've never heard of you.
Kitsuan grabs the cat carrier from the Great Caipu before he can hand it over to the true owners, holding the pig protectively against his chest.
What are you going to do with him?
The same thing we always do. Cut him in half. Make everyone think he's still alive. Then eat him for dinner tonight. We don't like to waste anything.
What?
Oh, please. Since when does a supervillain care about a pig?
Hitsuan, she called me a supervillain!
I was referring to the guy who stole our pig, but whatever. Your sidekick cape is cool, I guess.
Sidekick? Hitsuan is my sidekick! I am the Great Kepu!
Kepu? Isn't that just Japanese for cape?
Master, we can't let them kill my pig!
Now, that pig doesn't belong to you, it belongs to us! As a matter of fact, we were just about to file a police report when we saw you from inside the store!
Kichuan, I thought you said they abandoned it.
They did! He was in a car all alone and scared!
You mean he was in the cart because we were trying to make room for all our bargains? We literally took him out for 2 seconds to rearrange the trunk.
Exactly. We turn around and poof, he's gone. I couldn't have done it better myself, to be honest.
That's right. At first we thought maybe we made something disappear by accident.
But then we saw this little man running away into a car that looks like a cape and knew he'd been stolen.
Really? How hard could it have been to find Kitsuan if they knew he was driving the cape car?
Hey guys, is your narrator person always like this?
Yes, you learn to ignore it after a while. That's why sometimes I trick her and give her the wrong location for our adventures.
That's true. I missed the last adventure.
I've had it! Between the narrator interrupting and you people trying to kill my pig, I've had it up to here! I'll never let you have him. He's mine!
And that's when Kitsuan began to transform.
Oh, great. Not this again.
The great Kepu, rolling his eyes at the sight he's so used to seeing, struggles with Kitsuan, trying to get the pig out of his sidekick's clutches.
Give me the pig! No!
Mine!
Whoa! Top Hat just snapped his fingers and poof! Did you see that? Oh, wait. You can't. It's an audio drama. The piglet really did disappear.
How did you do that? You made the pig teleport into Bun Bun's arms. Oh, that's so cool. I can't even be mad.
I told you we're magicians.
Could you have done that this whole time? Like before Kitsuan drove away the first time?
Oh, yeah. I probably could have done that from the beginning.
How is it that I always end up being the only smart one?
Oh, now there's a stretch.
Shut it, narrator! I am a supervillain!
Okay. I'm sorry. Sheesh.
Well, on that note, it's time for us to go. We have a show to get ready for.
Do you want to come?
I mean, sure. Why not? Kitsuan, we don't have anything else going on tonight, do we?
No, but I'd like to be home by 10 to watch my stories.
We're opening at a bar called Sao's. Show starts at 6, we'll be done by 7. I'll put you on the guest list. The Great Kepu and Kitsuan, right?
Oh, and directly after the show, we're having roast pig for dinner, if you're interested.
Sounds good. Should we bring anything?
Just yourselves. Or maybe a bottle of red.
A bottle of red it is. Kitsuan, can you look up what kind goes best with roast pig?
Master?
Oh, yeah. We'll just see you guys tonight then.
See you tonight!
Wow. That's a twist I didn't see coming. Interesting.
Kitsuan, what does Google say about the wine pairings? Kitsuan!
Sorry, Master.
Too soon? Fine. I'll give you 2 minutes to grieve, but that's the best I can do.
Anyways, our two villains, getting into their own vehicle, drive off into the sunset with Kitsuan silently brooding and the Great Kepu insensitively still asking what wine goes best with roast pig. P.S. The answer is Pinot Noir.
You've been listening to Be Happy, Be Heard, produced by the La Lapita Studio. At the Staples Connect Podcast Recording Studio. Our audio comedy featured the voice talents of Tyler Scales, Daniel Blackwell,
Gianni Rios,
Kayla Rivera, and Carol Alpert, and was written by Jessica Rainville, Audio engineered by Brendan Bose. No pigs were harmed in the recording of today's audio comedy. As a matter of fact, no actual pigs were even used when recording today's audio comedy. Can you imagine that? A pig in the recording booth. With the little curly tail snorting in the microphone running around. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You have been listening to our Radio Play production performance and educational collaborative created and produced by Lalapita's company, recorded at the beautiful Staples Connect studio outside of Boston. If you're interested in learning about Radio Play production and performance, let us know by emailing us at lalapitascompany@gmail.com or check out our website at lalapitascompany.com. This unique and popular offering is available all online.